Come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit. Welcome home, everybody. So glad to be with you on physically in our house, God's house. And thank you for those on the video, Facebook Live. And again, to be with each other physically or spiritually as we walk with our Lord Jesus Christ on this last day of the Easter season as Pentecost. Now, today I'd ask that we seek for the Holy Spirit. That's why the day is for. It's more than just against a virus, COVID-19, as we've been working against and doing our protocols for months. And not only just the chaos in our areas, Minneapolis, St. Paul, the cities in our state, around the country, but individually to open our hearts, because we're all individually responsible as a body of Christ, as our brothers and sisters around the world, to receive the Holy Spirit. As we heard in John 20, Jesus had risen again. This is before he ascended to heaven. And he showed up to the disciples. He said, "Peace be with you." And what did he say? "Receive the Holy Spirit." And of course, after he did ascend to heaven, we know what happens with the Holy Spirit. But imagine, again, we know the story. We have the whole nugget of Jesus when he was born. Remember, we went Advent, then we went to the Nativity of Jesus Christ. He was presented to the temple. He then grew up in his proclamation of his Father, his healing, his forgiving, his teaching, walking with each other. He went against the evil one in 40 days. He went to his passion, his death, his resurrection. He went to heaven. And now we come again to the last day of Easter in the season, because this is really the apex of the beginning of our church. Because he sent the Holy Spirit upon us. And suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Now that wasn't just a little story. That was fact. And if you have been baptized, if you have been confirmed, you might necessarily not hear of the sound of the wind or the fire or the doves, but you are received with the power and strength of the Holy Spirit for the baptism, and we pray for our juniors that will be confirmed hopefully soon, as the confirmation is supported, encouraged, and giving power of the same Holy Spirit. And every one of us are called in different ways to use God's gift and God's fruits from the Holy Spirit, especially in times like we're in right now. Again, the virus and the craziness around our country. So please remember the gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. I'm guessing many of you know them, memorized. Please do if you don't. And check them out again and pray with them. Because every one of us have different charisms of God's gifts and fruits for the Holy Spirit. So quickly, and think about every one of these, how important they are today in our world. The gift of the Holy Spirit: wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. How perfect on Pentecost, as we're coming back together at Mass, with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And the fruits, once again, how perfect. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Bring those to your hearts. Again, yes, with the virus, and yes, what's been going on the last week of violence, of death, rioting, looting, pointing at each other, all the news that's, where's the fact, where's the truth? Well, God is true, and that's where we follow. Must use them together as brothers and sisters. And may the glory of the Lord endure forever, as we heard in the responsorial psalm. May the Lord be glad in his works, pleasing to him by my theme, I will be glad in the Lord. Come, Holy Spirit.